720 WGN. Mike Steven here with you in the Allstate Showcase studio on this Wednesday evening, on the air until 11 o'clock. Patty Vasquez coming up at 11. 312-981-7200 is the phone and the text line here in the studio. You know, this mayoral election is over finally, but what does the result of that election mean for the future of public and alternative transportation in Chicago? John Greenfield is the editor of Streets Blog Chicago. It's a local blog covering local sustainable transportation news, and he joins us here on WGN. John, nice to talk to you again.
Good to be back, Mike.
Yeah, lots going on when we talk about sustainable transportation and alternative transportation. But before we get into all of that, I have to say congratulations, because I found out that Streets Blog Chicago now raised a bunch of money and you guys will continue doing what you do best, right?
Yeah, thanks a lot. You know, what happened is Streets Blog is part of a national network that includes transportation news websites in New York, L.A., San Francisco, and a person covering national news. And we had a Chicago site for about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, we lost funding on the national level, had to suspend operations for 3 months. And during that time, we worked on relaunching the site as a locally funded nonprofit. So we're still part of the Streets Blog Network, but we're kind of running our own show now. And, you know, during that 3 months, it was really, really amazing how people came out of the woodwork to support our efforts to reboot the site. So, you know, we raised $57,000 over 3 months, which won a $25,000 grant from the Chicago Community Trust.
Hmm.
And now we've got enough money to run the site for a year. So,
that's great.
You know, it's this really great grassroots effort.
Yeah, that's
absolutely. Anyway, you know, we're back just in time to comment on the outcome of the election, which is what I did today.
Right. You guys have a post up there at Streets Blog Chicago, and you can check it out, by the way. It's shy, that's chi.streetsblog.org, chi.streetsblog.org. And you talk about the outcome of the election. The title of the post, "Other Issues Aside, It Was a Good Election for Transportation." And I want to talk to you what you mean by that, because we've talked about a lot of issues during this election cycle. And I think that what we hear about, or what we have heard about when it comes to transportation, is the fact that one candidate, Commissioner Garcia, wanted to take down the speed and red light cameras, and the other candidate, Rahm Emanuel, did not. But when you say that this election was good for transportation, what do you mean?
Well, I think the election was really interesting because, you know, at least in some of the circles I move in, it almost felt like sort of like a civil war. You know, you had people who would normally be on the same page sort of having to choose sides.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you had one candidate who was sort of considered to be the progressive candidate, Chuy Garcia. You know, and in most respects, I think that was true. But the guy who was sort of considered to be the, you know, the less liberal candidate, Rahm Emanuel, actually has more progressive policies on transportation.
Huh.
So, you know, people sort of had to figure out what were the priorities for them. So you know, whether or not, you know, if you consider yourself to be a progressive, whether or not whether you voted for Rahm or for Chuy, I think that, you know, you have to concede that it's a good thing that, you know, if you care about transportation, it's a good thing in terms of transportation that Emanuel's reelected. You know, whether how you feel his reelection affects things like the economy, education,
right,
crime. It's another story. But, you know, if you care about moving people through the city safely and efficiently, and, you know, making Chicago a pleasant place to get around, Chuy was a little bit on the wrong side of the issues on some of the things, like speed cameras and the Ashland Bus Rapid Transit Project.
Well, I want to get into that specifically in just a second, but when we think about this election, what were the transportation issues that were coming to the forefront? What were some of the issues that were being talked about by both candidates?
Okay, the three things that Rahm and Chuy were most obviously had differences of opinion on were speed cameras and red light cameras. You know, obviously those have been extremely controversial. And Garcia eventually, in early March, he declared that he would shut down all the traffic cameras on his first day in office. That sort of motivated Emanuel to say that he was going to reform the program by shutting down some of the red light cameras at low crash intersections and, you know, allowing the person's first red light ticket to be just a warning. Then the other issue that was a really clear-cut difference of opinion was the Belmont flyover. That's a project that would allow, I believe it's Brown Line trains to cross over the Red and Purple Line trains just north of Belmont, which would help cut a couple of minutes of delay off people's trips and create more capacity at the Belmont station, which is one of the busiest in the city. It's something like a $320 million project, and it's been very controversial because it involves tearing down 16 buildings. So, you know, that's something that Emanuel has been pushing for. And so it was a pretty easy way for Garcia to win some votes to say that he was against that. He said that it was a destructive project with a low return on investment. And then another project that they had differences of opinion on, the Ashland Bus Rapid Transit project, that would nearly double bus speeds on Ashland by creating dedicated bus lanes. So it's a four-lane street, taking two of the lanes and converting them to bus-only lanes. In addition to converting the lanes, one thing that makes it controversial is it would eliminate a lot of left turns off of Ashland for drivers.
Right.
So there's been a lot of organized opposition to the plan. So Garcia basically implied that if he was elected, he would either water down the plan or kill it. There were also some. I interviewed Garcia about his transportation platform about a month ago. And, you know, he said the right things about a lot of issues. He definitely understands that good funding of transportation is important, good funding of transit. He supports the Transit Future campaign, which would create a new revenue source for transportation at the county level. You know, he praised Emanuel's bike projects, things like protected bike lanes, Divvy, the Bloomingdale Trail. But he seemed a little bit timid about things like doing road diets, you know, converting a lane from a four-lane street to create room for wider sidewalks, and bike lanes, and also just in general creating protected bike lanes in general. I mean, creating protected bike lanes.
Right.
Emanuel has done a lot of road diets and protected lanes. Garcia was basically saying he would do those things, but only in places where there was strong support from the community. Whereas my view is sometimes in order to convince people that something is the right thing to do, sometimes you have to just kind of do it. Like if they had taken a vote on Dearborn Street and asked everybody who works or has a store on Dearborn whether it made sense to take one of the lanes from the street and turn it into the Dearborn protected bike lanes, probably people would have voted against it. But the city just went ahead and did it, and it turned out to be a successful thing.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, in this election conversation, we, I guess, have talked about Chuy Garcia. You know, he was the progressive, as you said, the quote-unquote progressive candidate. But you write on Streets Blog Chicago, that's at chi.streetsblog.org, that in some ways he was the less progressive candidate when it came to public transportation and alternative transportation issues. And I don't think it was ever portrayed that way. Maybe we just didn't talk about it enough, but I, after reading your post, it was sort of like a light went on, thinking like, wow, I didn't know that he was sort of hesitant on some of these public transportation issues.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I was probably the person in town who was beating the drum about this the most. And, you know, I felt a little torn about it because Chu is a very nice guy, and I think he's on the right page about a lot of issues, but for some reason he just seems to have kind of a blind spot when it comes to transportation.
Well, that's interesting. And so in your estimation, Rahm Emanuel has done a pretty good job in the last 4 years when it comes to things like alternative transportation and public transportation in Chicago?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of overlooked. Like, it wasn't really something that got brought up in the election much, but, you know, regardless of how you feel about his other policies, he's really been very strong on transportation, especially back when Gabe Klein was the commissioner, the first couple of years of the administration. I mean, if you think about it, And you know, we have to give Horace Claypool from the CTA credit too. The South Red Line reconstruction, you know, everybody thought that was going to be a nightmare, completely shutting down the South Red Line for 5 months.
Right.
Went really smoothly. You know, Southsiders were very pleased with how that was done. We've gotten a couple of really nice new L stations during the administration. The Morgan Green Line station and the brand new Cermak Green Line station is beautiful.
Sure.
We've had some Blue Line stations rehabbed at California and Damon. We've got a really nice new station coming in at 95th Street. I live near the Wilson stop. They're doing a big rehab on that, which is going to really, you know, be a positive thing for the neighborhood. We got the Loop Link bus rapid transit project coming in downtown on Madison and Washington. Emmanuel also did good stuff to try to reduce pedestrian fatalities, striped a lot of crosswalks, put in a lot of pedestrian islands, installed a lot of stop for pedestrian signs. And then, you know, Divvy, the buffered and protected bike lanes and the Bloomdale, those are all great for biking. So, yeah, I mean, I think Emmanuel really has a strong transportation record. So even if you're critical about a lot of his other policies, I think you got to hand him that.
And where do you come down on the issue of the cameras? I've got about a minute left here, John, but I know that we have, I guess if you look at a transportation issue that we've talked about the most in this previous election cycle, it's probably the fact that the red light cameras and the speed cameras have repeatedly come up, and it's something that, again, we've been talking about and analyzing. Where do you come down on what we should do with the speed cameras and the red light cameras?
In a nutshell, automated enforcement is definitely a good thing. I mean, it's been proven in cities all over the world to greatly reduce serious and fatal crashes. I think the problem we've had in Chicago is that the program has just not been managed very well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there really has been too much emphasis on trying to make it a revenue source. I think the program did need to be reformed, definitely taking away red light cameras at low crash intersections is a step in the right direction. But I think Garcia was thrown out the baby with the bathwater by saying he was going to shut down the program completely. I get really annoyed by accusations that it's a regressive program or that it singles out low-income and working-class Chicagoans, because I think actually it's a less discriminatory form of enforcement. I mean, traffic cameras don't do racial profiling. And also, you know, I compile headlines in a morning headline stack each day, so I see the headlines about where the serious crashes take place. My impression, anecdotally, is that the majority of serious crashes are happening in low-income areas in the south and west sides. Meanwhile, the vast majority of the cameras were located north of Madison Street.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like I've heard a lot of people saying that low-income areas were singled out for cameras, but that hasn't been the case at all. So, you know, basically I think Garcia was trying to be a populist by saying, you know, nobody likes getting tickets, let's shut down this program. But I really don't think that was the best thing for keeping Chicagoans safe. You know, we do need to reform the program, but we don't need to get rid of it.
John Greenfield is the editor of Streets Blog Chicago. It's online at chi.streetsblog.org. You can check out what he's writing. Lots of stuff up there at Streets Blog Chicago. So, John, I appreciate you coming on here for a few minutes to talk about what this election meant in terms of sustainable transportation. And best of luck with everything on Streets Blog, man.
Thanks a lot. Always good to talk to you.
You too. Have a great night. Mike Steven here on 720 WGN. Stay tuned. We'll take a short break. We'll come right back after these.